The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh,
Sriracha lifeguards and alpha bucks, bucks, bucks. Sriracha lifeguards and alpha bucks, bucks, bucks. Come on. We've got stuff to do. Make this quick. It was the Friday night game show edition of the show. So we played a game. Which sriracha bottle has ice in it? Ice cubes. It was very tough getting our hands on any methamphetamines. So we went for the healthier ice. Also, the Bondi Rescue lifeguards were in, playing games and chatting about T-shirts that they planned on wearing for a week. And adults-only alpha bucks. This is an X-rated version. And I suggest if you're not 18, you tune out before the end of this podcast. Enjoy the quickie. Aussie cops find $300 million worth of ice hidden inside sriracha bottles. Whoa. It's a lot of ice. People who import drugs these days, they've been coming up with slippery ways to get past customs and border patrol, haven't they? Oh, should we put this in a tractor engine and import it across the ocean floor? Yeah, maybe that sounds like a good idea. Oh, maybe you should just swallow a couple of balloons worth of methamphetamine. Just try your luck. Get in that way. You'll see. They're always trying sort of new slippery ways, but I think this one takes the cake. Cops from New South Wales and the Australian Border Force have caught people trying to get $300 million worth of methamphetamine in the country hidden inside sriracha bottles. The hot, 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 hot sauce. I mean, this to me smells like one of those old wives' tales. You know, you've always got that mate that's like, oh, you know what? Nah, just put your drugs like inside like a Glad wrap thing full of coffee beans. Dogs can't smell it, bro. One of the great myths, I'd say, once you walk into a festival. I reckon they've gone one step further here. Just some Mexican cartels going, they can't smell it, Holmes, if you put in a sriracha sauce. Can't get it through. The feds don't know jack shit, Holmes. And clearly it's come under fire. The cops have taken one look at that big package. There's sriracha bottles. That's weird. Not usually from the normal importers we're used to. They've checked it out. They've opened a bottle. They've gave it a squeeze. Ice mania. How amazing. Like, how lucky are we here in Australia to have such switched on custom officials and border patrolsmen and women? I mean, this is just an amazing feat, taking $300 million worth of an icy scourge off the streets. And I thank them. I thank them a lot. And I dedicate this next game to them.
Which sriracha bottle has the ice in it?
Hey! 4 sriracha bottles, one with ice in it. Not real methamphetamine ice, just ice cubes. 3 of the bottles will have sriracha sauce, and 1 has the ice cubes. It's just up to you. If you think you're as good as the feds, to call 131060 right now. If you can locate the correct bottle, either bottle number 1, bottle number 2, or bottle number 3, or bottle number 4, with the ice cubes in it, then the Ultimate Ears Mega Boom 3 is all yours. Let me just grab one of these bottles now. I won't tell you what number, but we've got sauce mic going on over here. Let me sniff out this one. Oh, no, that's sauce. That's sauce. That's sauce all over it. That's a legitimate sriracha bottle. What about this one? No, that's sauce too. That's just hot, hot sauce. What about this one? Oh, there's the ice. There's the ice. But which bottle is it on 131060? 1, 2, 3, or 4? Damo, you're caller number 1. Think you're as good as the force, do you? Think you're like the feds?
Oh, I'm better than the feds, mate. I can sniff it from Crescent Head, mate.
All right, what one?
Bottle number 2, I reckon.
Ooh,
then we got 2 months till Christmas.
Yep, nice. One of the great clues that Australian Border Patrol use in their sleuthing of finding drugs. Here we go. Let's give it a squirt, see if it's ice or sauce. Ah, sauce!
You
would last a second in the force! You couldn't join the sauce force if you tried!
Oh, yeah, I could say some other stuff.
Don't do that. Monique on 131060. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, think you should join the force? Think you'd last a minute in the Fed game, do you?
Of course I could.
Okay, what bottle?
Number 4.
Let's give it a squeeze. Go over to sauce mic here. That's sauce!
I like sauce.
It's bloody sauce. Yeah, well, you can like sauce.
As long as it's tomato sauce, not your chili sauce.
Well, you'll be eating a whole lot more tomato sauce because you're not getting a job at Sydney International Airport. You wouldn't last a second. All right, bye. Luke, on 131060.
Blakey, let's show them how it's really done.
Mm, please.
Number three.
Please, eliminate the ice scourge off our streets. Number three, grabbing the bottle now, going for a squeeze. Oh, he bloody done it.
Beauty.
It's Ice Cube.
Things are doing fun, mate.
One of the great locators. I tell you what, you can go far, kid, in whatever you do, but there's always a job for you here at the Force.
Good one, Nike. Good one.
I respect that, sir, but I'll probably reject your offer of joining the Force. But I will take the Ultimate Ears Mega Boom 3. That's what you've won.
Beautiful. Thanks,
Mikey. The wireless Bluetooth speak with super powerful, immersive 360-degree sound. It's coming your way.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie. One of our next guests is a lifeguard who's packing it big. Oh, get your head out of the gutter. I mean in his bank account. How else would he afford a $1 million apartment? Our other guest likes to do six-hour bike rides and then craves pizza or pasta. Hashtag dream diet. Please welcome two of Bondi's best lifeguards, Harrison and Clint. Come on now.
Wow. So one's a millionaire, one likes pizza binges.
I'm the pizza binger for sure.
God, that's not a bad opener, is it?
Yeah, I wish I was Harrison, though. I wouldn't mind $1 million.
I wouldn't mind $1 million.
Me either.
Maybe all three of us can rent a one-bedroom unit somewhere in Sydney, and then Harrison can invite us over to his pad on weekends for barbecues. That'd be nice.
I've got a family of 40 living in there just to, you know,
just to pay
the expenses.
Yeah, nice. You guys are here. I mean, you're gearing up for another summer. It's going to be a hot, hot summer.
Absolutely, yeah. The past few days have been scorching and all the Europeans are getting into town You know, Bondi's filling up, so we're all ready to go. A couple new staff this year as well, So it's all systems go.
A Thirsty Merc still on the opening credits?
I have no clue. I hope so. I like that song.
I hope, yeah.
What was the opening?
Baby in the Summertime.
Oh, that's
it's the only thing that'll keep him Thirsty Merc afloat, somebody hopes so.
Reedy walks around singing it to everyone.
You guys are in for a pretty cool cause. So you're doing the 7-day tea challenge at the moment, which involves wearing the same t-shirt for 7 days. You're on day two at the moment. You started it yesterday. Look, first, you guys explain the cause whilst I come around for a sniff.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Coming day over. Two can't be too bad, but I reckon day seven, it's going to be dangerous smelling of those shirts.
Well, yeah, I actually thought the same thing, but day two, we're doing absolutely fine. We're both pretty active guys. He's getting right into the armpit.
Like, he is literally right on the armpits. That was outrageous. The causes for Icebreaker.
Yes, so it's about microplastics and microfibers. Mm-hmm. And it turns out, like, your washing just creates so much microfibers. Mm-hmm. And it goes into ends up back in the ocean. And that's, you can't even see it. And that's what the fish eat. So you're actually, when you eat your fish and your food, you can eat plastic. Like, the average human consumes about 5 grams of plastic a week.
Well, as the old saying goes, the proof is in the pit. And I've just smelt both pits day two. It's still smelling fantastic. These t-shirts, less stinky, less washing. Good for the environment. That's all the science I need.
Jackpot, well done.
Day seven.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, we'll book you next week. We'll see how good these t-shirts really are. Let's get back to more Bondi stuff. How's the surf? How was the surf today? Because I didn't actually, I didn't get a chance to go out.
Okay, Lakey thinks he's a surfer because he just brought a van.
Yeah.
So he thinks he's like this cool, like hippie dude who comes down to the beach. Yeah, he doesn't even like the water. He'll go to the pool.
Nah.
Are you moving to Byron next?
Yeah.
I usually go between Byron and Bondi. Anyway.
Full of it.
Past the markets.
Yeah, exactly. Past the markets. Yeah, I didn't get out there. North Head. How was that today?
It was flat, actually. Yeah. The water is quite cold at the moment, which is great for the lifeguards.
So, how good was it last week?
Oh, yeah, I'm
You don't even own a surfboard?
Yeah, I don't.
Or you use a boogie board?
Don't listen. I've got a van. I live the lifestyle, guys. You know how it is.
Shackles.
Make it through your mate.
Shackles, boys. Shackles.
Okay. Cowabunga over there, dude.
Danny Lakey Friday Night Game Show. We'll play a little game. That'll be fun. You're from Australia, Clint, born here.
Yep.
I'm an Aussie as well. And then we've got Harrison, the Kiwi. Of course, Shuey Lou is a Kiwi as well. Maybe we can combine in a classic game that the Shy Guys devised here.
The Shy Guys Super Challenging Australia versus New Zealand Quiz. Yay.
Yeah, right. So
get in there, shy guy.
No, no, stay out there, shy guy, because there's not enough microphones in here at the moment.
Stay out there, shy guy.
All right.
Every time the shy guy has been put in charge of a radio segment, it has failed miserably. This should be no exception.
No.
Aussie's taken on the Kiwis to prove who is the superior, smarter nationality.
I just went to school to eat my lunch. I've got no chance. I hope you're good.
Debatable. I'm not very good either. Just buzz it.
Just buzz in with the answer, I reckon. Yeah. Okay.
Question one. I'll make a man out of you and a girl worth fighting for.
Mulan!
Songs from what Mulan! Disney soundtrack? Mulan! Well, let me finish the question. You've got it.
Yeah!
Mulan!
Shy guy, are you working with Lakey because you know that's his favourite Disney film?
It's my favourite Disney
film.
Did you tell him to put that in there, Lakey?
I haven't spoken to that guy all day.
This is so corrupt.
No. Yeah, 1-0.
My man.
Yeah.
It's a spelling question. Spell the word auxiliary.
Oh. You know I can't spell.
You know I can spell.
Oh, it's
auxiliary.
O-X?
No, you're out.
You're out. Oh, yeah.
Have a crack.
A-U.
Okay.
Go on, you have a crack.
A-U-X-H.
Oh, what?
Auxiliary.
Could I go?
No.
Ah!
He went to a private school. Your parents are going to be mortified. I dropped out in year
10.
So did
she.
Is it A-U-X-I-L-I-A-R-Y?
Got it.
Get around us.
Wow.
Get around the Aussies.
Cheating. You guys are cheating.
Where did you get that rogue H from?
Well, you know, hot color.
Mate, I'm under pressure. I'm in an unusual environment. Yeah. I'm rattled.
Well, our hands on the throat here. We can really hammer it home with this question. Yep. Next one, Shogo.
Last question. What is the capital of Canada?
Toronto.
Shogo, you have to say if it's right or not.
No, wrong.
It's not Vancouver.
Nah, Whistler!
I know. Ottawa. Oh!
Yeah, that is correct.
These are the worst general knowledge questions. I'm sorry, boys.
Yeah, no.
Terrible show.
Never do this segment ever again with anyone. Ever. Here for the 7-day tea challenge. Join the guys by wearing your t-shirt 7 days straight. Less washing, less impact. Let's all do our part. Harrison and Clint from Bondi
Rescue.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lake and Lake Show quickie.
Adults only.
Alpha Bucks. Come on, let me show you what it's all about.
Caitlin, you ready to play Adults Only Alpha Bucks?
Sure am.
You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers tonight must start with the letter H. H for hippo.
Hippo, let's do it.
Hugs. Or huh. Oh. If you get all 10 right, you'll score yourself some Crafters Union 1. If you don't know an answer, you can say pass. We will try and get back to it at the end. Got to take your first answer. Can't use the same answer twice. Adjudicator's word is final. You cannot say the F word. You cannot say the C word. And I must double check. Are you over the age of 18?
I am.
Good. All systems go. I've checked your ID and we are ready to play. The timer will start. In 30 seconds, we'll start the second I ask. The first question. Letter is H. Good luck, Caitlin. Beginning with H, please give me a stripper name.
Polly.
A slang name for a vagina.
Hooch.
A phrase you could say in the bedroom.
Hello.
A slang name for a drug.
Heroin.
A beer brand.
Heineken.
A cocktail.
Pass.
A negative way to describe someone.
Hellish.
Porn genre.
Hentai.
A movie not suitable for young kids.
Hot in Vegas.
Illegal crime. Oh, get in there.
Got nothing for that one.
No worries. That was pretty good in the end. I think we had one pass. One did not answer at the end, but you were making good time there for a while. Stripper name. Good. You're off to a good start. What do you say? Holly. Yeah, that'll count. That'll count. Met a few Hollies in the strip clubs before. Slang name for a vagina. Hooch. Yeah, nice. Also, hoo-ha, ham sandwich, honeypot, Harry Potter. A phrase you could say in the bedroom. Hello. Technically, yeah, you could. I mean, it would freak me out and I'd lose wood straight away if you're just staring into my... Hello.
I mean, you can really say anything in the bedroom.
Yeah, you could, really. I mean, more like, holy, that's good. Or... Hit me there, consensually, or...
Naughty.
Have you got a condom? Or what? Do you have an STI? No. Just get a condom, please. All right. Did the awkward naked hobble into the lounge room where you left your wallet? Jesus Christ. I wish we'd been through the terms and conditions before we got down to business. Slang name for a drug, heroin. I mean, that's technically the right name, but if you said that on the streets, the dealer would know what you were talking about. So I'll award it. I could have had hash there as well, or haze. Beer brand Heineken, yeah, would have accepted Hagen or Hahn. A cocktail, that was the tough one. Hamilton's daiquiri, a Hansel and Gretel, a hanky-panky. A negative way to describe someone hellish, yep. Haggard, horrid, horrific, hectic. Porn genre, hentai. Nice. You into hentai?
Oh, that's a discussion for a bit later.
Movie not suitable for young kids. Hot in Vegas. Yeah, we'll take that. Hulk, Halloween, Hitchcock, Hall Pass, and a legal crime we're looking for at the end. Hate crime, homicide, harassment.
Oh.
Yeah, one of the great illegal crimes. I reckon you did a pretty good job. So, Crafters Union Wine's coming your way.
Ooh.
Well done to you.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.